It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. Coming up on today's broadcast, the billionaire from New York that everybody wishes was mayor, John Catsimatidis, Kelsey Bowler from the Independent Women's Forum, Shelley Goldberg with a parenting tip, Kristen B. Tate from The Hill newspaper, and in the green room first, Brent Bozell on Unmasked and the media's war against the president. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, to be honest, I don't know what to make of this 4th of July week. So yesterday, the Women's World Cup team wins, and one of our girls sips the teacup, you know, kind of a tip to the tea party, and, you know, in all the England fans, you know, kind of. And then you've got Miss Anti-American, who's on the American team, who didn't even play. Thank goodness. We didn't need her. She wasn't on the field. She was off kneeling in the corner somewhere. And then you've got the Betsy Ross sneakers being taken out of the Nike stores because some anti-American football player decided that he didn't like them, and so Nike decided to listen to him, and the governor of Arizona decided he doesn't want Nike to build a plant in their state now. You've got the president announcing a grand festive military style patriotic wave the flag, love the troops parade, and MSNBC sitting over the corner going, no, we're not gonna carry it, we're not gonna air it, we're just gonna just sit in the just suck our thumbs. Why are we now not? No, we're no longer two Americas. We are America and non-America. You saw it in the debates. You see it every day now in the headlines. Here to answer some of that question is Brent Bozell. He is, of course, the founder and head of the Media Research Center. Friends, if you have not used their resources over the years to help your family really consume media at a much higher quality, you're just missing out. But he's done so much work on the research of media and what is going on in his new book, Unmasked, The Big Media War Against Trump. Brent, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. It's been a while, but thanks for coming back. Really appreciate it. And happy July 4th to you.
Thank you, and to you too. Can we still say that?
I think we can. I don't think there's any religious connotation to it. But, Brent, let me ask you about this. Are we fighting a domestic battle within ourselves of America and non-America? It seems like one party is for people who don't live here and don't like our ideas, and they want the freedoms of America, but they don't seem to appreciate any of the sacrifice that's been shed to bring it about. What's your take?
Well, I think that there are two Americas. There's one America that appreciates the heritage of America. There's another America that has disdain for that heritage or simply is ignorant of that heritage. And as a result, either way, as a result, it is offended by the idea of American exceptionalism. You gave some excellent examples of this in your setup piece. But here's a New York Times editorial that ran yesterday.
Yeah.
the myth of America as the greatest nation on earth is at best outdated and at worst wildly inaccurate. If you look at data, the U.S. is really just okay. So I wonder, Kevin, if you were face to face with one of the founders or one of the Minutemen, if you were face to face with one of the Union soldiers during the Civil War, face to face with one of the soldiers in World War One or World War Two, or the Korean War or Vietnam or Desert Storm, could you look at them and say, America, it was really just okay?
I've always thought, and I don't have a problem with celebrating American exceptionalism. I teach it in my house. My kids are learning it. But here's the thing. You're exactly right. There are people, and some of them have been elected to the highest office of the land. Michelle Obama said, "I was never proud of my country until my husband was elected president." And when 50% of the population, Brent, think that way, we've got a big job to do to try to re-educate and try to help them understand what they're missing out on.
Yeah, you know, that would be, I think the legacy of Ronald Reagan was the city on the hill, a restoration of pride in America. We went through a period in the 70s, and it began in the 60s of this listlessness toward America. We were just not engaged. We weren't proud of America, but we weren't disdainful of America. But now you have an element in American society, a strong element that is disdainful. And you can thank the far left, you can thank the national media for this, for giving oxygen to the far left all along the way. So nobody in the media have any problem with Nike desecrating Betsy Ross's flag. I mean, you get down to that. That is the flag that commemorates the founding of that nation that allowed Nike.
Yeah. Well, I was just speaking with a former Democratic governor of New York just a few hours ago, and rather common sense Democrat, which a lot of them don't exist anymore. But I think former Governor David Patterson is one of them. And I said, "Governor, you know, Colin Kaepernick got this thing going, and Nike just, you know, he screamed and jumped. He said, jump. And they said, how high? And he said, I want the shoes gone. And that's what they did. And Governor Patterson was very thoughtful and said, you know, Kev, that is a disservice to humanity, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, because it's not that America had a perfect history. It's that we had a history, and that in the midst of our mistakes and our foibles and our trying to get it right and trying to aspire to something that had never been aspired to before, we formed a more perfect union than had ever been realized before.
Yep.
And if we take away the mistakes and the reminders of the mistakes and even the admissions of imperfections, we have this kind of scrubbed whitewash idea of what history is supposed to look like. And we're not going to learn from that. We're going to be doomed to make those same mistakes all over again.
Kevin, how old are you?
I'm going to be 50 next year, Brent.
Okay. Well, you were on the tail end of an educational system that taught the value of American exceptionalism.
Right.
That taught the founders, that taught the Civil War, that taught the 20th century, that taught good and evil, that could make the persuasive argument that three times in the 20th century, the United States saved the world from despotism. You now have a generation, you know, the X generation or whatever the hell they were, and now especially the millennial generation that has no understanding. The governor's correct. They don't understand their own, they don't know their own history. All they know is what their contemporaries, what their role models are telling them, and whether it's in Hollywood, whether it's in school, and in so many cases, whether it could be even in church, they're telling them that America is an evil place.
Yeah,
and they're believing it. They don't know why either. But see, this is what Nike is feeding into that. And this is why Nike's a disgraceful company, because the far left is extremely organized, extremely agitated, and when Nike made the decision to wrap itself around Colin Kaepernick, the rest of the country said that was horrible, but that horror went away. But where the left is concerned, they locked behind Nike forcefully, and the sales went up. So Nike is looking at this Betsy Ross thing in this disgusting, self-serving manner where they could actually make money off of this. And they can do it by saying that for some people, the flag is offensive, which you don't want to do while we're celebrating patriotism.
I would think it would be the opposite.
Try to unspool that one.
Yeah, it's really crazy. Well, friends, we didn't even get to cover the book, but I want you to get a copy. It's called Unmasked, and it describes the big media's war against Donald Trump, co-written by Brent Bozell and Tim Graham. And Brent, maybe you can come back in a bit and tell us more about the book itself, but it's been endorsed by everybody. Limbaugh, Levin, Shirley, Fitton, Daniels. You can't say enough good things about this, because it really does go case by case and show the way the big media strategized and executed and are still executing a war against Donald Trump, even on this 4th of July week. Brent Bozell, head of the Media Research Center, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio. When we come back, the contributor to The Hill, Kristen B. Tate, joins us. Stay with us.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
Stay away. Stay far, far away from any avenue or cross street that heads for the Lincoln Tunnel. The outbound Lincoln Tunnel is completely closed, not because of a problem in the tube, but a problem on the 495 Viaduct in Union City, New Jersey, heading westbound. About 1 o'clock this afternoon, an out-of-control sanitation garbage truck flipped over from the Palisades Avenue overpass and down onto 495. Investigation is currently underway. It's going to be closed for a while, so avoid that. Unfortunately, there's not a whole heck of a lot of good news trying to get you out of the city at this point. Going back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel, that is easily over an hour delay. West Side Highway heading uptown, that's going to be jammed up off 12th Avenue all the way up. FDR northbound, essentially from the Williamsburg Bridge all the way up to the George Washington Bridge, is jammed. Southbound, we're slow from the 130s down into the 50s. Cross Bronx jam westbound, coast to coast. Beacon jam north, Triborough up to the Cross Bronx, and southbound from Van Cortlandt Park into the Cross Bronx. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Kept hearing about the stuff, you know, saying you got this, you got that, I try it. I said, the worst thing I can do is doesn't work and I'll stop it after 3 months. Because I always said I'd give it 3 months. My first thing was the energy, and that came back, you know. And then getting off the sugar drinks, that was another good thing, you know, not craving the sugar. I guess it's building up in my system, and that's a good thing. So I've been on balance nearly 5 months, but 2 years ago I had a partial knee surgery, and I used to wear the knee brace. 2 months ago, I stopped wearing it because I don't feel the stiffness. I'm assuming it had to do something to do with the balance of nature.
From now until July 4th, receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Also receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will expire, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Connect the dots. Dennis Rodman, Carmen Electra, William Kennedy Smith, and Rush Limbaugh. What do they have in common? They've all said, "Get me Roy." They're talking about Roy Black, the nation's premier criminal defense lawyer, and we've got him on this weekend's Champions of Justice. Tom Girardi will ask him about some of his most interesting and controversial cases. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. For the resources and know-how to make it all work, there's Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
I'm Joe Adams. I'm a pharmacist that knows the pain of losing their child to an opiate overdose. If you think it can't happen to your family, think again.
To learn more, visit the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy at nabp.pharmacy.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Welcome to the day before the 4th of July, and it's going to be crazy. Do you think they're going to have actual tanks rolling down the streets of Washington, D.C.? Let me ask my next guest, because she loves this country. She's one of the people. When I was talking with Brent Bozell, and I'm increasingly seeing this shift between people that love America and people that love non-America, Kristen B. Tate's in the column that loves America. And it's easy to see that in the way she writes and the way she speaks. Kristen, welcome back. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, Kev. Thanks for having me, and happy 4th of July.
Absolutely. Well, and I want to talk to you about this. The president's going to get his parade. He's been wanting this parade since he was, campaigning for president. What do you think? Should we have the big tanks and the football field-sized missiles and everything else rolling down the main beltway there?
Absolutely, we should. This is a president who loves America, which you would think would just be a requirement for being president. But, of course, after 8 years of Obama, we know that it no longer is. It kind of reminds me, Kevin, I saw a Gallup poll earlier this week that said pride in America is at an all-time low. And I think that's because the media and the left is constantly telling us we live in a racist, backwards country that is unfair to people and unwelcoming, even though, of course, that's not true. So I think, patriotic parades are great. It reminds people that we do live in the best country in the world. And I'm so proud to have a leader that feels the same way. Finally.
Yeah, Noel, it's interesting. The most interesting thing I think that the Obamas said while they were in office was when Michelle Obama said that she was finally proud of her country because they elected her husband president, which I thought, man, that's a pretty high standard. I hope that my wife doesn't wait till then to decide she's going to love her country, because that never happened. Anyway,
yeah, it was a disgrace. It was a complete disgrace. And unfortunately, it seems like it did some damage to public perception of our own nation, because, again, polls are showing that a record number of people are no longer proud to live here.
Which is just, well, you know what? And that explains a ton when you think about the Democratic debates from a week ago, because there was just so much angst and derision in terms of how they spoke to normal America. And it is.
They were basically competing to see who could beat up on our own country the most.
That's exactly right.
A competition.
Yeah, and it was, and this idea that you're going to win an American election by campaigning to be the candidate of non-America is just, and I think I'm going to coin that term. I think I'm going to patent that term, because non-America is a place now. It's half of everybody here, and they don't like it, and they don't want to be. And I keep saying, well, there's other places you can go. Just go visit and see what it's like. You come back and kiss this earth so fast you won't even be able to blink. But we'll see. Hey, let me ask you about the Betsy Ross controversy. Now, Don Trump Jr. today issued his own design for a shoe, which was a red tennis shoe with a yellow Nike swoosh and a sickle right in the middle of the Nike swoosh pointed down on it. Your thoughts, Kristen B. Tate?
So disappointed in Nike for caving into this man who is clearly just an attention seeker, because he's no longer in the NFL and is constantly looking for ways to make himself into, a well-known social justice warrior. And I have to hope that their decision to pull this shoe, which was not offensive at all, by the way, the argument that the shoe is offensive is a huge stretch. And their decision, I hope, will backfire on the company with lower sales, because they've really infuriated a lot of people. I mean, half of the country at least is angry about this. Everyone who's not a full-blown progressive social justice warrior knows how ridiculous this is. It's disappointing.
Yeah.
I just hope that other companies who are competitors of Nike see what's going on and decide to take the other route, the more patriotic route, and frankly the more logical route of offering American flag wear and gear around the 4th of July, which is pretty standard.
And I would think
really
it would be a good business move. I mean, call me crazy. I personally know that my bride goes out and gets new T-shirts and sometimes new shoes and other things for all three of the ankle biters, because we're there. We're in our towns. We're at the same corner every year when the fire trucks and the military groups and the police car all goes by. You know, we're waving the flag and singing God Bless America and everything else.
I'm up in New Hampshire right now because every year I ride in a parade with my family in our small town, and we play our saxophones on a float, and we're all dressed up in American gear, very patriotic. So I'm with you there.
Yeah. So tomorrow you've got a new piece coming out in The Hill, and it's talking about this thing that you've been talking a little bit about, the demographic shifts that are going on. I think you called it domestic migration at one point, too. But what's going on in the state of Texas?
Well, it's not just domestic migration, people moving from blue states to red states. It's also the children of immigrants who are really changing the political outlook in Texas. And what I've been looking at is, as the Trump campaign spends an increasing amount of resources and time campaigning in Texas, because it's becoming a swing state, it's diverting resources away from other states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. So even if Trump ultimately wins Texas, the battle to keep Texas is hurting Republicans around the country by diverting time and resources away from other really critical battleground areas. So I think it's really important for Republicans to recognize what's going on and not just brush it off, because, you know, it's true. Texas is turning blue. We have statistics to prove it. So it needs to be taken seriously, and people need to understand that we need to up our game when it comes to fundraising and just having a presence on the ground in these states that we can no longer take for granted. Because if we don't up our game, again, it diverts resources away from other really critical areas of the country.
Yeah, well, and going back to what we were talking about at the start of this segment, the non-America beginning to wield influence in elections. I mean, here in New York State, they tried to pass a law. They tried to sneak it through where illegals were going to have not only driver's licenses, but be automatically registered to vote. And if they were ever discovered as having voted, they didn't know. They didn't opt out. You know, they didn't speak English too well, so they didn't click the opt out button. Total baloney, but it's an attempt. It's an attempt at a coup. It's an attempt to take over. Anyway, Kristen, I won't see you, but have a great 4th of July, and thanks for being with us.
Happy 4th of July, Kevin, and to all of your listeners out there, too. Happy 4th of July, and we are so blessed to live in the best country in the world.
God bless America. Stay with us, kids. It's Kevin McCullough coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have cloudy skies. We have 84 degrees on this Getaway Wednesday afternoon. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, this Getaway Wednesday is a complete mess anywhere near the Lincoln Tunnel on either side of the Hudson. An overturned truck is causing massive traffic jams outside the tunnel. 17 people were hurt as a result of the accident. Shortly past 1 o'clock, a Union City sanitation truck plowed through the guardrail on the Palisades Avenue overpass, landing down below on the westbound lanes of 495. Now, reports indicate that of the 17 people injured, 3 are in serious condition. Motorists trying to get to New Jersey are facing delays over an hour with alternative traffic at the Holland Tunnel, as all the outbound lanes of the Lincoln Tunnel are closed. Because of the accident, all bus service from the Port Authority bus terminal is suspended until further notice. New Jersey Transit Rail, PATH, and New York Waterway ferries are cross-honoring for bus passengers. Folks are hitting the roads with their minds on the beaches, barbecues, and fireworks ahead of Independence Day. John is on the 95 corridor in New Jersey, and he's going to our nation's capital.
You're going to see the tanks with Donald Trump making America great again. Going to MAGA. I'm going to be on the national lawn watching the fireworks display and watching the military display that our president's going to put on for this country.
Many are taking time off to make it a long weekend. AAA predicts New York City will experience traffic delays at least 3 times greater than normal. More than 40 million Americans will travel by car this holiday. In sports, Yankees and Mets get together in the final game of the 2019 Subway Series at Citi Field. Now, the West Side Highway is jammed northbound with all the traffic heading away from the Lincoln Tunnel from the 30s up to the GW Bridge. FDR is jammed on the northbound side, essentially from Houston Street right up to the GW Bridge. Quick look at Jersey traffic, Getaway traffic, Parkway South. That's generally slow from the Essex Tolls down to the Driscoll Bridge. And again, from exit 117 down towards 82 in Tom's River. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 72. Sunshine tomorrow, high 85. Small chance of a morning shower Friday, then partly sunny in the afternoon, high of 83. It looks like an unsettled day on the way for Saturday. Sunday looks better. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
It's time for the AM 970 $1,000 Daily Cash Giveaway. Enter now for your chance to win $1,000 by using keyword dive at am970theanswer.com. This is an Aptivada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. Once again, you have until 7 o'clock tonight to enter keyword dive at am970theanswer.com. That's keyword dive at am970theanswer.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If I had to tell you that in order to be healthy today, you needed to eat 10 platefuls of 31 different fruits and vegetables, how many of you would do it? Show of hands. Yeah, that's what I thought. You're saying, Kev, how can I possibly buy, clean, prepare all 31 fruits and veggies for consumption and then have the time to do anything else? Well, you probably wouldn't. But guess who could get you all of that nutrition into your system today? Much, much easier. That's right. Balance of Nature, because that's the amount of nutrition you get when you take the basic three veggies and three fruits dose of your Balance of Nature capsules. They're just dehydrated vegetables with all of the nutrition included in vegetarian capsules. Tens of thousands of chemical vital nutrients are made when they work together. And right now you can see how good they work, because from now until July 4th, you're going to get 30% off and free shipping for your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. But they're going to give you $10 off any additional set you might get, you know, in case you need some extra or you want to give them to mom or dad or whoever. This offer will expire, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or balanceofnature.com, and use the promo code The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at am970theanswer.com.
She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, and somebody we've missed over the last couple of weeks, because we've been defending freedom with our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. But that meant that we weren't able to do our parenting segment on Wednesdays, and I was very sad about that. But Shelley Goldberg is back, and she's ready to talk summer. And I love it when we talk food, Shelley. You get my attention. Summer break, which was always a very positive place for me when I was a kid, and food, the combination of the two, makes me a very happy person. Anyway, welcome back. Happy summer to you so far.
Well, thank you. Food, food, food. Kevin, I want to cook with you. That's what I want to do.
We got to set that up.
Yes. I mean, this is for, you know, in the forefront of your mind. You just love to cook.
I love food. Whether you cook it, whether my bride cooks it, whether Chef Burt cooks it, you know, whoever, I'm happy eating the food. Yes, I'm very good with that.
All right. So here's what I'm thinking. I mean, I'm, you know, it's the holiday weekend. You know, I'm traveling and I'm going to the store and I'm looking at the produce department and I'm looking at all that delicious food and the fruits and the vegetables. And I see the section organic, non-organic, and like most people, I'm, which one do I buy and for what product? Organic tends to be, you know, often more expensive, but what are we supposed to do? So I thought I would make it a little easier for your listeners. There's a group called the Environmental Working Group, and they're nonprofit, and what they do every year, they do their own analysis, their own private analysis of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's pesticide testing.
Okay.
And what they basically tell us is, look, you don't have to buy everything organic, but you know what? Kevin, Shelley, when you're buying, at least with these products, they tend to have more pesticide levels, higher pesticide levels than the other products. Try and get organic. Their list this year, for the first time, Kevin, has kale, that new magical, you know, a product that's in every single salad bar.
Yeah.
Kale is now on the list from the Environmental Working Group of products and produce that you should buy organic.
All right.
Here's some of the others on the list. Strawberries top the list, especially for the summer. Spinach, kale, nectarines, apples, grapes, peaches, cherries, pears, tomatoes, celery, and certain potatoes.
Okay.
And by the way, I don't know if you were aware of this, Kevin, but even when you take that wonderful shiny apple and you put it, you know, under the water, you know, with soap and water.
Yeah.
You're really not going to be able to remove all of the pesticides.
Oh, you're depressing me now.
Yeah. So for those. But I have good news, too. Good news. And that is, there's also a list of fruits and vegetables that you really don't have to buy organic. And more often than not, they have a shell around them. And so they're protected. They are the avocado, papaya, eggplant, asparagus, cauliflower, cantaloupe. I love cantaloupe.
Yep.
And a honeydew melon. There are more on the list, but broccoli. But those are the fruits and vegetables you really don't have to buy organic and spend the extra money. So what goes on in your house with you?
Yeah,
it's
a good question. So we kind of pick and choose. And I don't know that we've ever used the Environmental Working Group's list, but we're definitely going to check that out now. I know that we have pretty specific. So the lovely bride is fairly picky about the food choices for the family. And she'll usually buy organically fed beef. Like, she doesn't get just regular beef. She'll get the organically fed beef if she's going to get to roast or steak or something like that. In terms of veggies, she's pretty good with organic almost anything except for, and you mentioned the apple, she doesn't like organic Granny Smiths because for some reason they come out all mealy and they're like softer and she likes a really tough crunch when she bites into a Granny Smith apple. So she holds out for the regulars on that. But everything else, I think she's fine doing it. And she's the more she's read about nutrition and so forth, you know, obviously the more she's taking that into consideration. And something I didn't know about kale until just recently is that eating it raw is actually not all that beneficial to your system if you're trying to get the nutrients out of it.
That's right.
Slightly
That's
steamed right. is the way you're supposed to eat it because it just breaks the fibers down a little bit, and that allows some of that nutrition to get into you, which my friend Dr. Douglas Howard from Balanced Nature was explaining to me is the way your body absorbs the stuff that it has. In other words, it'll just push on through. And it's kind of hard to break down for your body anyway. So, yeah, good stuff today, Shelley. Thank you for helping us eat healthy and know the Environmental Working Group. Check out their list, what you should, what you shouldn't get when it comes to organic, and then be teaching your kids about it at the same time. That's the whole reason we do this.
And by the way, Kevin, I mean, these are all fruits and vegetables that we should be eating. They have incredible nutritional value. But if you're eating them, if they're a favorite of yours, if strawberries is a favorite of yours and you know it's on the list and it has more pesticides than the others, why not?
Yeah.
Well, bio-organic.
If it's better for you, that's the thinking. And as long as it's not terribly more expensive. And I think if you shop due diligence, it always works out for you. Shelley Goldberg, thank you for your help today. It's Kevin McCullough Radio coming right back. Stay with us.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use promo code AM970.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
I apologize for my behavior in this Walmart grocery pickup commercial because I just got my groceries and I'm hungry. When you pick up groceries this fresh, you just got to eat. Am I right? And I didn't have time to shop in store, so I ordered online when it was convenient and then used free curbside pickup to get these baby carrots brought to me without even leaving my car. No extra charge and freshness guaranteed. Speaking of fresh. Oh, man. Try not to order when you're hungry. Walmart grocery pickup. $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
Ever wanted to speak another language? Babbel can get you confidently speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas? Ha! Got it. I wish I'd tried Babbel sooner.
See why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language. Go to Babbel.com to select your language. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
Hi, this is Jerry Crowley, Vice President and General Manager at Salem, New York. If you're listening to my voice right now, you're a listener to either AM 970 The Answer or AM 570 The Mission, WMCA. If you love one of these stations, and you should, and you have experience in sales, we'd love to talk to you. You already understand our mission and what we do, so now maybe you'd like to join the team and help us in this mission. If you have sales experience and understand digital marketing, we just might have a job for you. Give us a call at 212-857-9638. Ask for Courtney or leave a message with your information. Again, that's 212-857-9638. 212-857-9638. This could be a life-changing opportunity for you. You'll never know if you don't call.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes that no matter what you do in this life, you keep doing. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Where I go, oh, I say, use it all. He is New York's most beloved billionaire. Most New Yorkers think he would have been a great mayor. And now, New York's Catman, John Catsimatidis, sits exclusively with Kevin McCullough Radio.
See, I'm going to get in trouble because I got Lonnie saying that John Catsimatidis is New York's most beloved billionaire. And somebody in Bloomberg's office heard that and then sent me an email, and they were griping at me about it because they thought he was the most beloved. As you know what? In the universe of McCullough, there is no other billionaire in New York City except the one, the only, John Catsimatidis. Hello, Mr. C. Welcome back.
Well, happy 4th of July.
And to you, sir. Very exciting weekend. I'm just interested because I know that to you, patriotism runs deep and in some ways much more red, white, and blue than the average person. And for people that have been listening but maybe have never heard the story of how you came to the U.S. and kind of your background, John, would you tell us a little bit about why you love America so much, where you came from?
Well, I came from a little island in the Aegean Sea off the coast of Greece and off the coast of Turkey. The population is about 700 or 800. And I got to America. My father got a five-room apartment in Harlem, paying $48 a month rent. And I used to watch. I learned to speak English on a five-inch television set, an Emerson. And I remember watching Burke's Law and that detective with a Rolls Royce. And I said, wow, I wish I could have a Rolls Royce someday. And, you know, the kids, we as kids and growing up in Harlem, we grew up to want to work hard and succeed and be able to escape the ghetto. And I worked hard, and you know, I went from extreme to extreme, and God bless America. In this country, Kevin, we all have a chance to succeed. Every American, every kid has a chance to succeed. So, you know, I worked with the Police Athletic League a lot, and when I go see children in the Police Athletic League in Harlem or the inner city, you know what I said to them?
No.
I tell them my story, and I said, I made it. You can make it, too.
Nice.
And you try to give those kids inspiration that they can make it. They have to work hard, keep their nose clean, and they can succeed like every other American that has succeeded done.
Well, and it's interesting because you did it in maybe the toughest city in the world to do it in, because everything's expensive in New York. Everything's harder in New York. They say if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere, and you're living proof of that. Hey, let me ask you then, in light of that, because, you know, the big scuttlebutt in D.C., particularly people that oppose the president, they're all complaining. Oh, he's dragging out the military stuff for the parade. Oh, what is he making us a military power? Oh, is he trying to make us mimic China or North Korea or one of those things? I'm just curious. This president seems to love his country, and he seems to want to put the love of that country on display tomorrow. In the mind of John Catsimatidis, how do you feel about that?
I think President Trump, I know him for 35 years, 40 years, and he was a member of the board of the Police Athletic League helping inner city kids. And I know he doesn't talk about it. I don't know why, but he was there. He always helped the kids of the inner city. And I believe he has the courage to stand up against the bullies of the world. I think that what I've used in the past, he has terrorized the terrorists. And I think courage, you know, that's what it takes to be number one in the world. And Donald Trump is displaying it. Now, if we have a bunch of people that are scared of their own shadow, how is this country going to make it to 2076, the 300th year of our country's? And you need people with courage to help it happen. And the people that are just weak, all right, go to your university, study about philosophy, and have a good time.
Yeah, and then study your navel for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
In the corner. Hey, I saw this news story, John. I thought of you. Reuters today is defining, they're saying that on the brink of extinction a half century ago, that the bald eagle is now thriving in the internet age, and in fact, they have the most devoted core of Americans who regularly monitor these majestic birds via webcams that have been set up for them at a dozen nests in the wild. The bald eagle, now the most beloved virally watched animal, according to Reuters newspapers today. And your tie that you gave me a couple of weeks ago has bald eagles on it.
I love animals. And of all the animals, I love eagles. It shows you the strength of America. And having eagles on our ties, it just makes me feel good when I see them.
Well, and now, okay, so evidently these 12 webcams, they've just been inundated by traffic at these 12 locations. But people can watch, you know, from eggs to chicks to, you know, learning how to flop and then fly. And people can watch them now on July 4th, and they expect there to be many millions of people tuning in on at least 15 cameras focused on Bald Eagle Nest over the next 24 hours.
By the way, a little bit of tidbit.
Okay.
Richard Nixon saved the Eagles.
Yes.
He's the one that came out and said, we have to save the Eagles.
And Mr. Nixon also, like President Trump, tried to get China on first world footing, and he didn't quite get it done. But man, it seems like we're in a parallel part of history where maybe we can get something done there.
Well, I hope so, and God bless America. God bless you.
That'll be interesting to see. Now, coming up at the top of the hour, John, on AM 970, The Answer in New York, you've got a number of guests. Tell me who's going to be on your show tonight.
We have from the police department. We got Chief of Detectives Shea, and we have Chief Monahan to talk about, are we prepared for 4th of July? And we got Phil Grucci, his family is in the fifth or sixth generation of fireworks, and he's going to talk about all the fireworks going on in our city. And in the studio with us will be Governor Patterson, Matt Wanning, and yourself, Kevin, and
yeah.
me.
It should be a great time. Always is fun on Wednesdays. If you're in New York locally, you can get it on AM 970 The Answer. If you're anywhere else on planet Earth, you can go to the app, am970theanswer.com, and tune in, iTunes, all the rest of them that carry it. John, always good to see you. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know you can get a two-pack of the MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 right now? That is the lowest price they've ever been at on TV or radio. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And again, the lowest price ever. You've never seen this deal anywhere else. Ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, there's no more interrupted sleep, no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. Stays cool all night long, keeps its shape, helps my head stay supported. I have a real problem with that. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's got a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Shouldn't you? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. That's the lowest price you've ever seen them at on radio or TV. This offer only available at MyPillow.com or when you call our phone number. 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
My husband was a 9/11 first responder. He has cancer and dropped 48 pounds in a matter of weeks. He went from one couch to the sofa to another couch. He was doing so poorly. And I said, honey, how can I help you? And he said, just let me die. So I said, you know, I'm going to give this a shot. So he went from that to running on the treadmill today and then playing ping pong for 45 minutes with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
From now until July 4th, receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Also, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will expire, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Connect the dots. Dennis Rodman, Carmen Electra, William Kennedy Smith, and Rush Limbaugh. What do they have in common? They've all said, get me Roy. They're talking about Roy Black, the nation's premier criminal defense lawyer. And we've got him on this weekend's Champions of Justice. Tom Girardi will ask him about some of his most interesting and controversial cases. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Right now, there aren't enough people donating blood, but you may have the A, B, or O blood type patients need. Give blood with the American Red Cross. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Cats at Night with John Katzimatidis is next. Sponsored by the Red Apple Group on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough saying thank you for those of you that have been with us throughout the week. Tomorrow on our big July 4th edition, the son of the president, Eric Trump, will be with us. We will talk with Mr. MyPillow, Mike Lindell. We will also speak with Emerald Robinson, who is with the One News Network, One America News Network, and also a nephew of the vice president, John Pence. Who actually has some grave concerns over some things we're doing in Venezuela. These were all people that we had a chance to sit and speak with at the president's announcement in Orlando officially not long ago. And I think that the conversations were so good, I think you would be interested in hearing them in case you missed them. So we're gonna have that for you. And then I'm back with you live on Friday. I hope that you will be with us as well. All right. I was just digging through some of the new polling information, and we've been watching the presidential race. Hardly have talked about it today, actually, thanks to Brent Bozell and Kristen Tate and Shelley Goldberg and John Katzimatidis and Kelsey Bowler and everybody else. but there are some tides that are changing for the Democrats. In fact, due to the recent debate performances, there is a dramatic shift that has occurred in the Quinnipiac poll just days after that smackdown between Kamala Harris and the former Vice President Joe Biden. And this is what it ends up looking like. They are at basically tied digits, which has reduced Biden's lead. He had a double-digit lead before that debate. But they are basically tied now. And amongst African-Americans in particular, that is a shift as well, because Joe Biden had been leading with African-American votes significantly, and he is no longer, which is both kind of interesting, but I think also unfair, because I don't think that Kamala Harris actually believes that Joe Biden is a racist. I don't think that she believes that. She gladly helped the Obama administration when Obama was in office. Joe Biden worked for President Obama. He has worked with many civil rights groups over the years. I just don't think it's fair that she is pretending now, for the sake of political gain, that he is. And I think that's all you can interpret it as. She knows the truth. She knows Joe Biden's not a racist person. But she is insisting upon playing that meme, because it's boosting her poll numbers. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see where it all goes from here, but they are now tied at the top and closing strong now. In third place is Elizabeth Warren.
Where'd Bernie go? I don't know. I can't see him. Where is it? I'm golfing my third house.